Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, everybody. It is the last day of the week. It's Friday, and that means it's Freedom Friday. For as your benevolent dictator talk show host, I just give unto you the opportunity to exercise your freedom, which we celebrate in this country, at least for now, and certainly on this radio show. We celebrate freedom, liberty. This is your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. Politically, that is, and it's really easy. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. Got anything you want to just get off your chest, this is your opportunity. Right now, Fox 12 is showing fantastic video of last night's Board of County Commissioners meeting in Clackamas County, where hundreds and hundreds of people showed up. There's Tootie Smith, my former colleague from the House of Representatives, and we served together in the legislature. A packed house, folks. In the heat, and more people standing outside because they are pushing back against Kate Brown's mandates for masks. This is what happens, folks, when you stand up. I wonder who organized that. I wonder if anybody organized that. I wonder if it was just organic. There's a story today, by the way. It's a coin story that has video of this also. It's a coin six. It's found on OregonWatchdog.com. Clackamas County Chair, that's Tootie Smith, said Brown lied, Kate Brown, lied to health officials and has panicked. Do you think that's true? Lots to talk about today, folks. There is so much out there. There's a federal judge who has ordered one of the guys who showed up Saturday and Sunday down on the Portland waterfront. You know, when Antifa attacked us on Saturday, our group of Christians. This is a Willamette Week story by Tess Risky, the leftist reporter there. I know Tess. I've talked to her a couple of times. Federal judge orders the Capitol riot suspect, apparently this guy, Jeff Grace, was arrested for January 6th, being in the U.S. Capitol, for the crime of being inside the U.S. Capitol. Even after, of course, there's lots of video of Capitol Police just opening up and letting people in. That's a crime. Anyway, he has to surrender his firearms now after his attendance at Portland, quote, worship events. And they were worship, at least Willamette Week and even leftist Tess Risky. At least Tess. Although she is mocking it, gets it right, whereas Channel 6 didn't. They called us a right-wing group of protesters. We were pastors from five different churches. At any rate, this guy had a order, because he's got pretrial restrictions from the court, from a federal judge, that said he couldn't carry any illegal weapons. Now, he lives in Washington. He has a concealed carry permit. So on February, I mean, this guy was arrested on January 28th. This is long after the riot, right? His initial court appearance was on February 9th. A different magistrate judge ordered him released on the condition he doesn't travel outside of Washington State, which he did when he came to Portland, which he shouldn't have done, and that he possess no illegal firearms. Now, I'm sorry, folks, but in Oregon and in Washington, you can own a gun under their constitutions, under their state laws. You can own a gun, folks. And you can carry it. So I don't know why. Now, the prosecutor said, well, he went to El Paso. Well, I shouldn't have done that. He confronted cops there, and he was confronting people. His crime, of course, was actually wearing a gun, displaying it in Portland and in El Paso. Which, by the way, both of those states, it's legal. Not to mention it's legal in America under federal law. And the court records say he's an active member of the Proud Boys. He says he's not. Anyway, folks, if you don't think that your rights are under attack, then you ought to read this other thing. And by the way, thanks to, who sent this to me? I think it was Dwight. Yeah. So I interviewed, I believe, Suzanne Gallagher of Parents' Rights and Education. Dwight, I think that's who you're referring to, even though she wasn't running for office. I think that's who it was. It may not have been. Anyway, Stop Comprehensive Sex Education. This is a net. In fact, there's a film, and you can watch it. You can download it. It's called ComprehensiveSexualityEducation.org. So it's a big, long word. It's Comprehensive Sexuality Education, ComprehensiveSexualityEducation.org. And the facts about this, this is worldwide, folks. And it has incredible resources for you to understand the history behind it, who's behind it, how it violates parental rights, how it's harmful to kids, how they're lying about it, and that it's not sex education. It's much more damaging, and it's disguised as sex ed. And it contains graphic material that is not appropriate for children. You're going to have all of that up on the show plan today, including more stuff about majority of people around the world are saying no to the shot, folks. No to the shot. In England. And there's an interesting story in Breitbart about how New York's Jim Crow vaccine passport mandate will deny service to 72% of young black Americans who aren't getting. In fact, there's a story there. I mean, it's the headline story here on Breitbart is Resistance Rising. There's a Christian Broadway superstar who refused the COVID vaccine and she loses her job. Actress Laura Osnes. Because she refused. A majority of Britons, there's another story, would shun the unvaccinated. This is how they will force us into this, into compliance, folks. Talking about sex education and gender and all of that stuff, listen to this. The Scottish government schools can assist gender changes from age 4 and not tell the parents. You don't think this isn't already here or coming to America to a greater degree, you're not paying attention. Now, this is one of the ways. I'm serious. You ought to read this story. I'll put it up on the show plan. Okay? I will. And there's another great story here today, too. But I want to go back to this, folks. And then I'll get to the phones, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC Talk Lines. Freedom Friday, and you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today politically, whatever you got off your, just got to get off your chest, you can do it today. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am, Jeff, KSLM.news. If you, believe me, folks, you can make a difference in your world by asking your coworkers, somebody who's a persuadable. Do you think our schools can assist or should assist gender changes without your permission, starting at age 4? This is a story you can use to make an impact. Also, schools are the battleground. Loudoun County schools in Virginia is ground zero for the nation's battles over critical race theory, transmania, as it's called, and lockdowns. So also is Newburgh. There's a Portland Tribune story. Newburgh bans Black Lives Matter and pride displays in schools. They did this. And, of course, the legality of the resolution is being questioned. Well, good for them. They're standing up. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll start first with Art, and then we'll move on to Ron. Art, good morning. Go.
Morning, Joe. How's your mom doing? I know you said she was, quote-unquote, exposed to the virus. Is she doing okay? I'm just curious because...
Yeah, she... it's been almost 2 weeks. Sunday it'll be 2 weeks, and not any impacts at all.
Well, that's good news, Jeff. Really good news.
Yes,
I want to talk to you about today is we are getting screwed, and everybody needs to know about it, by our healthcare system, especially the hospitals. I found out that the CDC and all them have a set protocol that our hospitals are supposed to follow as far as the disease goes. And when you go to the doctor and you test positive, okay, you should immediately be put on stuff that's going to help battle the virus. And they're not doing that. And that's causing problems in... People are getting sicker and sicker because our hospitals are not treating this virus the way they should be. The ivermectin and all that kind of stuff. And as a matter of fact, it's been proven that high doses of vitamin C, help battle it if you get the virus. But the hospitals, they're not giving it to you intravenously and stuff. And so we need to really be proactive in changing the way that our state is handling this virus and not allowing Kate Brown and the health authorities to screw us. It's all about the money. And, hey, if people get put on ventilators, they make more money and stuff instead of treating the symptoms the way that they know that it should be treated so that people recoup from this virus. Because it is the virus, Jeff. It's just like the flu and anything else. But our hospitals, like I said, are handling it in ways that they make the most money and not necessarily what's beneficial for the state. I hope, Jeff, that you can expose this and get the people rallying about making sure that our state is handling this virus like it should be.
Thanks, Art. Send me info back in a moment at 6:20.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, folks. It is really hot out there. And by the way, we're going to go back to the phones in just a moment here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Stream Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We'll talk with Ron in a moment. It is hot. Fortunately, I got to spend a good share of yesterday in an air-conditioned tractor cab going around and around the field. But If you weren't so comfortable yesterday, you can fix that. And you know how you can fix it? Call Freedom Heating and Air. They are, well, they specialize in emergency services. They will get out there and they will fix your air conditioning system or make you a lot cooler, a lot more comfortable. 503-580-1456. That's their number. 580-1456. And check them out on the web at freedomheatingandair.net. Give them a call. You don't need to be hot. Call them. 503-580-1456. Back to the phones. We'll go to Ron. Ron, good morning.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. My thing is this. Monday and Tuesday, I've been in two different school board meetings. We should not put these masks on these kids, die for their growth or anything else. We should not go through and use the COVID as they've been using it, this Wuhan virus, as an excuse to divide Mike's country, install such wrong vileness into our children. And I'm not playing no games. I'm going to do the Lord's work. And after what I watched about having a Pavlovsky Saturday in Portland, I was only 10 minutes away from you guys when that happened, unfortunately. He's right. We cannot sit in our buttocks and think that everything's going to come through. Otherwise, you're going to get the Building Back Better plan, where home ownership would drop down to 25 to 30% instead of 68 to 72% like it is now. The independence, it would be frowned on. You shall get the jab. And I get pray for our military. I got a kid I know from Polk County that's down there in Fort Benning, and unfortunately, they're going to force somebody to go against their religious convictions. And individual rights of a shot that has not been proven. And I have a big problem with it. And being that one of my best friends, her best friend in the Philippines, after she got her second shot here, he got his first shot, health nut can be, mountain climber in the van, dropped dead 6 hours later. Straight dead.
Wow. Is that right? Wow.
No crap. And the thing is this, people, we can't sit on our laurels. Y'all want cap and trade? Y'all going to get it because y'all don't get off your posterior and call and going to do it. You people got to get be in the place. Tell them not put it on Zoom. Please tell them to use Glip by Ring Central, because all you're doing is supporting China, supporting the powers that be. That's the 17,000 spies between, well, roughly 46,000 spies between California and Washington, out of 250,000 that's loyal to the CCP. And I'm not joking on that, people. And I've been talking to other people who's Asian Americans, and they're very fearful of those that may be coming in, that is in our country, that may try to undermine our sovereignty, Hapkin Meats, whether, you know, Bar S, it's under Smith Foods, unfortunately.
Right.
Chinese.
Right.
And we need to stand up. We need to stop putting up with it. And go to your school board meetings, go to your city council meetings, and utilize the time period and make a difference. If you don't make a stand, what's next? A Tuskegee experiment? What's next? Are you going to be the
that's
one
right.
that's going to be taking the jab for
that's right.
syphilis? Yeah.
No, I got to tell you, this is what I was found so encouraging about the Clackamas County Commission meeting last night. All these people showing up in the heat to say no, supporting the county commissioners, saying no to masks. You think this is a movement that's happening?
It's slowly growing, but people got to stay on it. If you, like I say, if you choose for safety over yours, liberties, you'll have neither. Look what's happening in Frisco. Look what's happening in other parts of the country. And the last thing, my brother, is watch how they use their numbers. And I asked this question at a school board meeting right there in Salem. I says, how many people out of the so-called 90% capacity are there from elective surgery? What percentage of them are people that may be off the streets that's just gotten a bunch of Narcan overdose from heroin, nothing, cocaine? Okay. What percentage of those people that is regular getting treatment? And pray for our registered nurses and pray that they will make a stand like they did in Vancouver and other places in this country to not be forced to jab by Queen Kate, as I call her, Jezebel Crow, or Chinsley Inslee, or Newsom's Twosome down to the south. We got to be the voice of reason, truth, and accountability. And the last thing, bring up the Nuremberg Code. Number 3 and number 7 are the reasons why we Truman signed it in 47. And ask, why are we being forced upon in our own country?
Yep, you're right about that. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate
God
it. Let's go quickly to Jim, who is on the line. Jim, you got about a minute. Go.
Yeah, Jeff.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I was pretty upset about the mask thing. I was thinking about it and kind of had a thought that, you know, thugs and criminals don't last very long, so we're going to be all right. You know, I mean, that's what they are. That's what our governor is, a thug and a criminal.
Do you think that there's going to be a political backlash big time?
Yeah, but I don't think it'll amount to much. But I have been trying to do some form of platelet to form voting, a voting block, so we can vote these people out, vote together with a newsletter and sign up forms, so we can do the, we call it the Voice, Oregon's Voice of Liberty, and we just started it being about 3 or 4 of the guys out of my church. And we're trying to create a voting block with just a private voting block for friends and family members, vote like in a small town, like Cleveland. Get things back under control, because I'm the type of person that can't just give up the night and do it. I can't talk about it forever. I got to get out there and do something. So we already got
that's
the
right.
Order.
We're going to stand and fight. Jim, send me some information. Email me information about what you're trying to do. This is the answer, folks. Thank you, brother. Be safe out there. Have a good weekend. It's 6:30. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We're back, friends. Great to have you with us. It's Freedom Friday, 24 minutes before the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Freedom Friday means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. It's up to you. And you just really easy. Just pick up the phone, give us a call. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. I will do my best to get you on the air very quickly. Pfeiffer Roofing has this new product. You hear me talk about it, friends. You really ought to check it out. If you're, you know, if you're thinking you got to have some repair work done on your roof, maybe your asphalt shingle roof, you've been up there and you know it's kind of not looking good, why don't you call them and have them come out and give you a free estimate about how they can spray on, yes, spray on Roof Max. And it seals up your asphalt shingle roofs. It permeates them. It rejuvenates them. And it does it at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. If you're not ready for a new roof, they can fix that for you. Roof Max, it is exclusive only to Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. Only to Pfeiffer Roofing. And they got a great video about it on their website, pfeifferroofing.com. Let me spell Pfeiffer. P-F-E-I-F-E-R roofing.com. You can check it out. You can watch the video. You can learn all about the benefits of it. It's a soybean-based product. And it's, again, it's the benefit to you is it rejuvenates and extends the life of your roof. If you're not ready to spend the money to put a new roof on, Roof Max might be the product for you. Give them a call, 503-647-6725. They've been in business here in the Salem area since 1978. Trevor Pfeiffer, second generation owner of the company, runs it now. 503-647-4725. They've been around because they take care of their customers. They do a great job. Roughmax might be the best thing for you. Freddie writes me an email about this virus. Well, he writes me a text message, rather. Says, this virus cannot be controlled at all. It's no different than the common cold, and you can't control the common cold. Go live your life, folks. Forget the mask and breathe. Yeah, I think a lot of people are coming to that conclusion, wouldn't you say? Speaking of that, Ben writes an email from yesterday's show, dumbing down our children in schools. Great show yesterday. The scariest part of this dumbing down of our students is that they may keep politicians like Kate Brown in office because they're so naive. Politicians that open borders to the unvaccinated COVID-infected illegals and force us to get it. The history of America needs to be one of the requirements going forward, along with math and English skills. This is what our tax dollars are supposed to be paying for, not Marxist indoctrination's unbiblical geology. Looks like it is time we seriously infiltrate our schools with proper teachers. Chandra writes an email about COVID issues. Morning. Now that Brown has mandated healthcare workers in all facilities, including care homes, take a vaccine or get tested weekly, how can mandating not violating the Nuremberg Code, this gene therapy we know has side effects and we don't know long term? Every time I've taken a flu shot, I've gotten the flu anyways and was sick more often than the whole year. I tried it 2 times and said no more. I fear where I work, they will try and mandate a shot, and I think it's a personal choice. I do not work in that field. I do work for a city, and as of yet, they're not mandating. My wife does own a care home, and she will be forced to take weekly COVID tests, which that's fine, even though I think it's an overreach. If they mandate all workers take it, then we will be forced to close, as 90% of our employees said no to a vaccine, and we don't agree with the vaccine since it's too new. Please leave my name out. Well, I will. I have left your name out. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. It's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What's on your mind today, Freedom Friday?
Hi. I wanted to express that this shot was developed by the same guy who developed the animal. He worked using our tax dollars and many other devious things that he did to develop the COVID-19, to make the animal virus jump to humans. This was all created in a lab, and then they made it so that the people in Wuhan could not travel by plane to any other part of China, but they could travel internationally. So they spread it for months before it was ever recognized as being something. And the same group of people and the same guy, Fauci, who developed the virus, is the same one who developed the shot. He's been working on it for a long time, for years and years, to develop this shot. And I heard a while back a lady get on the radio, and she used to be, it was my understanding that she used to be a researcher in the program, and she was saying that this shot is little tiny pieces of, as I understand it, protein. It's not a vaccine. It's little teeny tiny pieces of stuff that attaches to your DNA, and it causes your DNA to manufacture what she called spiky proteins, so that the proteins in your body should be smooth so that everything functions well. But these spiky proteins, they don't allow the, like in the little capillaries where one red blood cell at a time goes through the capillary, they get stuck because there's little spikes sticking out into the capillary and the red blood cells can't get through, and that's why it causes the bleeding, is what she said. So I hope I'm remembering all of this well. But when I tie it together, the same people that are forcing this vaccine on us are the ones who developed it, and I think that they have pulled the wool over Trump's eyes. For some reason, he's promoting
I do, too. I really think they have. I think that Donald Trump meant really well with trying to find a solution to it, because nobody knew, Rebecca, nobody knew what this thing really was early on. That's why we shut down the country. I think he bought into it because he thought it was the right thing to do. I think it was a huge mistake. He'll never admit that, because that's not who he is, Rebecca. But yeah, I think a lot of people, including Donald Trump, had the wool pulled over their eyes. I hope that we have learned from this politically. Rebecca, thanks.
One of the tools that we have is the FOIA request. And
yes,
there's some other type of request that we have. I can't remember the name of it. But the FOIA request allows us to get information, and that's how all this information is out there, is because Fauci's emails for 25 years, there was a FOIA request filed, and his emails are now out. And anybody can go see what they are. It's an actual bio-warfare attack on our nation. And we need to treat it like that.
I believe you're right. I think that's precisely what it is. Well said. Thank you, Rebecca. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. What's the pushback to this? All of this stuff. Are we going to stand up as people and say no more to this? I mean, this is... I don't know what's in that vaccine. The long-term effects of this have not been studied. I don't want to take the vaccine. Do you? I mean, it's different, I suppose. Let's take smallpox. Smallpox vaccine before that huge outbreak that we had at the turn of the century here in America. That vaccine had been around for 100 years, folks. They knew what would happen if you gave it to people. It was well documented. But this? You know, in fact, Lee writes an email about this, and I think this is the pushback, folks, is what happened at the Clackamas County Commission last night. The pushback is what happened, the Newburgh School District did. The school board banning Black Lives Matter and transgender flags in classrooms. That's the pushback to all of this. Lee writes this: isn't it exciting that the medical field has cured the common cold? And with the mask requirements, it surely will drop the spread of other icky things while limiting our oxygen intake. I looked for the protocol to attend to those that feel faint, dizzy, fall, or collapse, but I came up short. You know, how many pages of this and that the government sites have, you know? Oh, I wonder what we are to do this fall as other mutants attack the population. Will we get to stay home with the sniffles? Do we run and quarantine anyone that sneezes? What if last night's dinner didn't agree with me? Was it the dinner or something else? Oh, what to do? I wish the Queen would tell us. Kate Brown. Back in a moment, folks. One more segment to go. Freedom Friday, end of the week. More emails about the Mike Lindell Cyber Symposium, which I found incredibly fascinating. And Julie has an email about that.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. You know, I use CBD because it works for my body. It helps my aches and pains. I mean, it really does. And it's all natural. Doesn't get you high. And you know what? I'm glad that I found it. I'm glad that I grew some hemp for CBD. And I'm glad that I sold it to Pro Bioscience, Salem-based company that uses only Oregon-grown CBD, which is still the highest quality that there is in the entire country because they have toughest standards of all of them. And that's absolutely true. Now, you can buy CBD from a lot of places, but there's one place that you can be assured you're getting the best quality, and that's Pro Bioscience. Joe, check them out on the web, pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. If you buy anything online, use the discount code FUN. August, the month of August, even though it's a little hot, should represent kind of, you know, the end of summer. For me as a farmer, it's the end of harvest. FUN. Yes, FUN. You get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Gail. Gail, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning. I have a question more than anything, but first a comment that Dr. Shiva on Mike Lindell was very, very powerful. It was all powerful, but Dr. Shiva's was extremely powerful. Anyway, I have a question. Was there an emergency broadcast system test on Wednesday, the 11th? Should have been maybe around 11 a.m. here.
I think there was. Seemed to me I remember hearing that.
Very good. I was just curious. I was outside and totally spaced it, but I was just curious whether... I know that it happened in Florida, but I wasn't sure if we got it out here.
Yeah, no, so. I think we did. In fact, I just got a note from producer Phil that, yes, there was. So why do you think they did that?
I think that something's down the pike, and they're testing to see who will be compliant doing that and who won't. And they're dealing with the good people are dealing with a lot of people who are still resisting, like the media. They're not wanting to put out the truth. They're keeping the public from hearing truth about vaccines, you know, about the voting, about any number of things. And I think the emergency broadcast test was to see which part of the media are willing to speak truth.
Well, I think they're all required. I think all broadcast entities, whether they're television or radio, are required by federal law to test the emergency broadcast system. I mean, you know, I've heard it for years, haven't you? So why do you think this is different than normal?
Because things today are different than normal.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah. So I understand that a good percentage of them did not comply regardless of what they're required to do. And that's basically, and I have no idea, Jeff. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Fair question.
So we'll just wait and see, right?
I don't know that they have the option not to comply. I think they have to run it. I don't think they have a choice. And they run it whenever the system says they have to run it. It seems to me, many times I've heard shows interrupted. So, Gail, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. I got an email from Dale, says, watching some of Mike Lindell's cyber symposium. There was a woman from Oregon there that had sued Kate Brown in 2006 when Brown was Secretary of State. One reason was because they found thousands of voter ballots that all had the same birth date. She also said that the company that supplies the paper ballots and the voting machines for Oregon had their office inside the elections office in Portland. Lindell got attacked in his hotel, and I think the Democrats are starting to get a little worried. I think it's time for an audit the other day. And I did get a message from producer Phil. Is we do have to run it. It is required by the Federal Communications Commission. Julie writes regarding sex changes. Who's paying for this? Probably the taxpayers. Parents insurance. If the issue can be forced, the parents insurance will pay for the collateral damage caused by the woke staff that encouraged such thoughts and utterances. Age 4 kiddos will say they want to be the opposing sex. This should be ignored by the staff. The parent can be positive by saying something to the effect that you are perfect the way you are, or God created you to be you. Friend who was a pediatrician said the best way to ruin most children is to send them for counseling. The best way is to be active as a parent. Some hills are worth taking a stand on. Yes, they are. That is one of them. Corby writes regarding tests. Please ask people to research the tests, COVID tests. I believe the tests from my research are as bad, if not worse, than the suicide shot. Why are they pushing tests that are incredibly unreliable and depend on the cycles that they use? Why did Bill Gates and George Soros invest in them so heavily? Just think about having some chemical shoved up your nose several times a week. Have a great weekend. You know, that's an interesting thought. Hadn't thought about that. But yeah, the test. Yes. There you go, folks. Imagine that. If you don't take the vaccine, being forced by your employer to have to take a COVID test. And what's in that swab? Now, I will tell you that in my mother's case, she did not, the test that she took like 2 days after we got notified that we had been exposed, she still hasn't gotten the results back. Folks, it's been almost 2 weeks. She's fine. She's 84 years old, unvaccinated. Now, it doesn't mean that this won't affect people, because it can and it will to some extent. But come on. There's so much fear out there about all of this. So much fear. Friends, I got to tell you, I am encouraged by what I saw happen at the Clackamas County Commission. People standing up, saying no, showing up in mass without mask. There were hundreds of people there. That's what the coin story says. Hundreds of people. Now, why is this significant? It's significant for your liberty. People are getting it. It's the same reason why you need to stand up with your friends and your family and say no more to this madness, all of this madness. Mask for your kids in school. Mask for us to go anywhere indoors. The next viral variant, what are they going to do to us? Keep praying, standing, believing, fighting for what you believe. Media Monday, be blessed.